Airport officials have until December 31st to implement sweeping new security measures in the wake of the terrorist attacks last year. The enhanced security measures were mandated by Congress, which created the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, to establish uniform federal security operations in the nation's commercial airports. Now, directors of 37 large airports are appealing to Congress to extend the year-end deadline for screening of all checked bags for explosives. Jeffrey Fagan is chief executive officer of Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. He says meeting the current deadline is a monumental task.
Many airports literally handle tens of thousands of bags a day. For us, we have about 55,000 bags a day through DFW Airport. The legislation calls for every bag going through an explosive detection system before it enters onto an airplane. And here we are at the end of July, and we haven't quite begun the process yet of installing any of the equipment.
Well, why don't you describe for us what the explosive detection systems are and why installing it is so problematic?
Well, the solution that many of the large airports have is an inline, fully automated explosive detection system that basically is integrated into the baggage systems at the major airports. But they are very, very large. They're about the size of an SUV, and it takes a major amount of construction to create enough space to accommodate all the equipment. We have four terminals at DFW Airport, and right now we're looking at an investment of some nearly $200 million just for the infrastructure work to accommodate this equipment.
Do you just need more time to get these pieces of equipment installed, or are you saying that it's actually really not possible?
Well, I think it's actually not possible to do all the work. We have done a number of studies, and in order to do the best solution for large airports, there simply is not enough time in the rest of the year. What the Transportation Security Administration is now focused in on is a temporary or interim solution using the trace detection equipment. And that equipment will be located in the ticket halls of our large airports. And at our airport, for example, the ticket hall in one of our terminals is only about 26 feet wide. And to add those new systems would require passengers to basically line up out on the curbside just to get into the ticket hall for passengers to check their bags.
There is an end of November deadline to get federal baggage screeners into airports. How are you doing on that?
The November deadline is actually for the security checkpoint screeners, where TSA will have to hire approximately 1,200 people at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport just to handle the checkpoint activities. There is an additional 1,500 people they will have to hire by January 1st to accommodate the baggage screening. They have about 50 people that they have in training today, and there's a lot of activities associated with trying to hire additional staff.
Now, travelers, of course, don't think these things through, and it has been, you know, 9-10 months since these new mandates have been talked about, and you yourself have said, especially with the explosive detection systems, that you haven't even begun with that. How do you explain that to the public?
Post 9/11, airports and the FAA and now the Transportation Security Administration have implemented a number of security measures at airports, and I believe airports are as secure as they've ever been in the history of aviation, and it gets more secure every day. The TSA simply did not exist prior to January of this year, and it's just simply going to take more time than what we have available in the remaining part of this year to get everything done. Many of the smaller airports, they will be able to meet the deadline, but the larger airports really are going to be struggling to meet the deadline. And it's really not the airport's responsibility, it's the TSA responsibility. But as operators of the airport, we're very concerned about whether or not TSA can deliver by the end of the year.
Jeffrey Fagan is Chief Executive Officer of Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.